Hello, my friends. All right, I'm coming at you from a hot summer day here in Vermont. I got this ice pack. I don't know if you guys know this trick, but if you take an ice pack and just put it on the back of your neck when you're really overheated or working on the computer a lot, it is a game changer. That's an extra tip for you. But what I really want to talk about today is procrastination. Such a juicy topic, and I know you know what I'm talking about. You snooze your alarm clock, you don't go to that yoga class you said you were gonna go to, that email that you know you need to write somehow doesn't get written, or you put off doing the thing you know you need to be doing in your business. So what is with procrastination? Why do we do it so much? And most importantly, how do we stop it? That's the topic of today's episode. So number one, something that's so important to know is that if you procrastinate, if you put things off, if you have things on your to-do list that you aren't crossing off, there's nothing wrong with you. In fact, it might even mean there's something right. So what do I mean by that? There are two categories of people who procrastinate the most. Number one is grad students, so people who have a ton of pressure, really high achievement bar, and have a lot to do in a short amount of time. The other category of people who procrastinate the most is entrepreneurs. So if you are starting your own business or you've been in business for a while and you find yourself procrastinating, you are not alone. The important thing about procrastination is knowing that sometimes it's actually a sign you're a little bit of a genius. Pretty awesome, right? So grad students and entrepreneurs, really smart, really ambitious. So why do we hold ourselves back and why do we stay stuck? The reason is because we have such a high capacity for visioning where we want to go. We know what we want to do. We can almost see it and taste it and feel it. We know we have a heart to serve. We know what we're capable of. But where we're at is often quite far from the vision that we have for ourselves. And when there's a major disconnect between where we are and where we want to go, it creates a sense of overwhelm. And so we use procrastination as a tool to relieve stress and help calm that sense of overwhelm that inevitably comes when you are a visionary, a leader, a creative, or someone who has big expectations and dreams for what you want to create with your life. So yay, if you're a procrastinator, it probably means you're quite smart, you're quite ambitious, and you really do have a big vision for what you want to create in your life. And we use procrastination again just to reduce the stress, to give ourselves a moment of being off the hook and ignoring, honestly, all that stuff we need to do because it causes so much overwhelm. Pretty cool, right? Good to know. Doesn't always make it easy when we're in the moment of procrastination. So number one is to really get clear that you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. This is totally par for the course and often means that you're actually on the right track, not that you're doing something wrong. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be an amazing coach or consultant or professional, or that you're not, you don't have what it takes if you find yourself holding yourself back. That couldn't be further from the truth. So here are three really simple tips that you can start putting into practice right now to start to grind away at that overwhelm and that stress so that you procrastinate less and find more ease and flow in your day. Number one is to break things down. Remember, procrastination is a symptom of overwhelm. So when we're here and we want to be over here, the most important thing we can do is break that journey down into very small, simple steps that seem easily achievable. In that way, we actually hack our brain and we change that stress response into a, like, I got this attitude, which allows us to create momentum. And as we create momentum, we can move forward and eventually we'll get to that high point that we've been visioning for some time, but we won't get stuck in resistance on the way there. Number two, actually, let's get to work right now. I want you to take out a pen and paper and think about, what is something that you've been procrastinating on? What's that thing you've been putting off? I want you to really think about it and write it down. Okay, so if you're listening to this training, go ahead and pause it and really think about, what is that thing? Next, I want you to put this into practice right now. What's the first step that would make your success inevitable? For instance, if it's getting back to that email that is sitting in your inbox for that potential client, number one would be to open up your email, right? Like actually get in there and to read it. Number two, so you're not telling yourself, I gotta get back to it. I gotta come up with the perfect words. And I spent so many days getting back to this. Like, oh, what am I gonna say? Now it has to be perfect. Don't do that. Just open it and read it. You can do that. And then next would be to create a draft of your response. And number four would be to edit it. And five would be to send it. See how we're breaking it down so that every step is actually like, I got that. I can do that. So I want you to think about, if it's your website, maybe what's the first step? Is it deciding between Squarespace and WordPress? Or if it's getting up early for yoga tomorrow, you know, what would that tiny little simple step be? Maybe it's just not getting out of bed, but you're gonna open your eyes and you're gonna stretch a little in your bed and wake yourself up and then see how you feel and see if you wanna get up out of bed and go to yoga. You got it? All right, so write down, what are those few little tiny steps that you can do on your action item right now? Okay, next, I want you to think about number two, which is to set a time limit, okay? And I actually like to make this a little bit of a game, because my motto is, if it ain't fun, it ain't gonna get done. So when you're starting a project, you wanna have an amount of time that you're allocating to it. I don't know if you've heard of Parkinson's Law, but Parkinson, I believe he's a British dude. I don't know exactly what he did, but he came up with this law, which could not be more true, which is the thing that we're doing, the task we have at hand, will expand to the time we allocate to do it. I think his exact words were, it's a commonplace observation that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. So if you give yourself 5 minutes to get back to that email or 15 minutes to get back to that email and set the timer and do it, you're gonna get that thing done in 15 minutes or maybe 17. But the thing is, you'll get it done. If you give yourself a week to get back to that person, oh no, you're not gonna do it very quickly because you're going to actually put it off for that entire week. Make sense? So this is why I always recommend that my clients book their workshop before they create the entire workshop, because they know they're gonna need to get it done by the time it happens. Or if you're creating a course, setting your launch date and selling that course so that you know you'll have module one done before people start coming in the doors. If it's cleaning your kitchen and you've been putting it off for a while, set the timer for 5 minutes, see how much you get done. And actually the amazing thing is you'll get more done because you're like making it in game and doing it quick, but you'll also, again, gain that momentum. So you'll keep taking steps and oftentimes do more than you ever even imagined possible, okay? So I want you to take action right now. Set a time limit or set a timer and do the damn thing. Pause this video, who cares? Go over there and actually take action in your business, or schedule it for later so that you will get it done in the amount of time that you allocate. Okay, number three, shift your energy around the thing you're doing. So often, it's actually the energy we put around the thing rather than the thing that's most exhausting, draining, or overwhelming. I had a coach once say to me, Chrissy, you don't have that much stuff to do. I mean, you can actually get it done, but it's all these stories you tell yourself and all this energy put around it that's making you feel so overwhelmed and so busy and like, oh my God, I have so much to do. Have you ever done that before? I have so much to do. It's like, no, you gotta do those things, but if you're like, yeah, I gotta do those things, it's a very different energy than, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. That energy around it actually creates a lot more overwhelm, which, ta-da, will create more procrastination. So it's really important to get out of overwhelm and really choose with intention the energy you want to bring to your work. So my favorite mantra, as you know, is this gets to be easy. This gets to be easy. So I've made it a kind of a game to go through those emails and the things that I don't want to do and be like, all right, here's good practice. Let's do it as quick as we can and let's see how easy I can make this. Lord, let me tell you, I used to spend hours and hours perfecting every single word and proofreading every email before I pressed send. But now with this new mantra, this gets to be easy, I think about it. I'm like, how can I make this so easy or so fun? And oftentimes I'm like, you know what? I don't even need to send this email. I'm just gonna make a quick phone call. Or, you know, God, I've been putting so much energy into this email. I could simply say, hey, apologies for the delay in getting back to you. I'm so excited to work with you. When's a good time to chat? In the old days, you know, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me make it up to them. Maybe I should give them something for free. Like the list goes on and on. Okay. So when we come to that from that energy of not, oh my God, I'm doing something wrong, or oh, I shouldn't have put this off, but instead we're like, I got this. This gets to be easy. This gets to be fun. Let's do it. You're going to find that you get things done a lot faster and a lot more efficiently. So you have three powerful action steps that you can take starting right now to get that thing done. So if you haven't already, go ahead and break it down into the steps, set a time limit or a time that you're going to get it done, and come up with that mantra or really set your intention for the energy you're going to bring to this project. Okay, so go take action now. I believe in you. You can do this. You're smarter than you think. You're more capable than you think. And I promise you have everything you need to overcome any part of procrastination that's been rearing its head in your life. These tools are just one way to get started. I love you, and I'll talk to you next week.